My dressing room was a toilet, literally. But with a little imagination, all three of us managed to squeeze into a cubicle.
Oh, Dorian!
Oh, Sharon!
Sharon! I'm not Sharon, I'm Shirley! And I'm Linda!
Right, yeah. Shirley! Linda!
Dorian!
And then I heard the sound for the first time. What was that? Even through the wall, that strange pulsating beat sounded like nothing I'd ever heard before. And the audience loved it. I mean, I knew how to work a crowd, but not like this.
Listen to that. Seriously, listen. They're tearing the place apart. Christ, they're gonna come through the wall. Shirley, Linda, stop, will you? I said stop!
But they wouldn't. They weren't listening, not to me anyway. They tore at me, urgently, deaf to my protestations, kissing, biting, writhing breathlessly, as though overcome by some overpowering primal urge.
Get off me!
Linda looked up at me, threw her head back and laughed. Maybe it was the sallow light of the dressing room, but I could have sworn her pupils were jet black. There was no way out. The door was blocked, so I hauled myself up onto the cistern. Glancing over my shoulder, I saw the two women below in a hungry embrace, kissing each other passionately. They had forgotten me already. With bruised ego and a sense of relief, I scrambled up and made my undignified exit through the window above. Outside in the car park, I could hear the band playing on and the screams of the audience being carried across the chill night air. I didn't look back.
Clacton on Sea has been shaken by pitched gang battles between groups of youths. The violence between gangs of rivals, mods and rockers began on Marine Parade on Sunday afternoon.
Rocker tossers.
Chief Constable Fennec described the scenes as despicable.
They came into town and, not finding much to do, committed several acts of wanton and senseless damage, so the police had to turn out in some strength to deal with them.
Twat. Turn it over.
I saw her standing there.
I said, baby, want to go for a ride?
She said, sure, if my daddy don't mind.
Turn it up, will you?
What, you like this? Bloody hell, Dorian. Do you know who this is?
The band who were on after us last week in Dudley.
It's the Gravediggers. Dirty, bloody greasers. Rocker scum. We weren't hanging around to see them.
Bleeding hell, Gordon, don't spit in the van.
All right, Barry, keep your hair on.
You've got no bleeding manners, right?
Lead singer's a kraut. Foreign, anyway. Hines or Wolfgang or something.
Otto!
That's right, Otto. Bit of a looker. Fancies himself. As you two would get on, Dorian.
There was no greater crime in Gordon's book than being a rocker. We cut our hair short, they wore theirs greased back. We wore Italian suits. They had scuffed leathers. We rode Vespas. They had Harleys. They drank booze. We necked amphetamines. They were the enemy. I didn't care either way. I just didn't like Brill Cream.
That's right.
Those next few weeks on the road, we kept hearing more and more about the Gravediggers. Every gig was mayhem. Audiences fought each other, tore up venues, and left bloodied but exhilarated. The odd blurred concert photo aside, they were a total mystery. The Gravediggers didn't do interviews, but when we turned on the radio, we heard their new 45. When we opened a magazine, there they were. Each venue we played, the Gravediggers had either just played or were just about to. Our paths were bound to cross eventually.
At bleeding last. Oi, Dorian. Wake up.
What time is it?
Where are we?
Nearly 7. Just outside Stratford. We would have been here hours ago if Barry hadn't taken a wrong turn, Wazzock.
Oi!
Come on, I'm bleeding starving. The Shakespeare Cafe.